There is developers out there in the largest town in the county looking to build houses. And then you have people objecting simply because they don't want it built close to them. Again, I have situations where there are farmers out there trying to build slatted houses, sheds, and there seems to be a generic objector there. I've seen it because I'm the agent. I've seen these letters and I think it's far too easy for some man. It just does a two-liner or a three-liner. And then even though Donegal County Council don't take heed to his objection or his submission, he still has the opportunity to take it to the board, and that could hold back development for a couple of years.
We know Bord Pleanála is changing and new planning laws are coming into effect. Is it just the name's going to change, or do you believe it will be streamlined and it will be made more efficient in terms of processing objections faster, processing decisions faster, and being more in tune with what's needed in local communities?
Yeah, one of the time frames is improving for the domestic house. If there's an objection and it's taken to the board, that time frame has significantly decreased. So that's good news. In relation to the strategic developments, I'm still not happy as the time frame in relation to that. But as you heard today, the actual housing developments will be done mostly by Donegal County Council without having to go to the board. So that's significant change for us, and it leaves the time frame a lot quicker. But in relation to the strategic, as we mentioned, Fort Dunry, there's a scenario there where that could be taken to the board. The board could sit on it for 6 months, a year, whatever, and that leaves then us under pressure to get the money drawn down. And we have got, in fairness to our local minister, Charlie McConnell, we've got a lot of money into this county, but people that are objecting to developments could hold back development completely on us.
Are you fearful that if it isn't done in time, as we saw, for instance, with the Riverine, not far from where we're standing here in Lifford, where the actual money was lost because they couldn't get things, in the case of the Riverine, it was a foreshore licence, but because they couldn't get the documentation, because they couldn't get the agreements, effectively, the project was put on the long finger and new funding had to be sought. Are you saying the same could happen, Dunry?
Could happen, surely. You know what I mean? We're at the minute, and it's like, you know, we're looking at situations like a frog is getting looked after more now than a human, you know, because of the environmental sensitivities, etc., etc. I think we've gone too far. I think we should be taking a serious look at ourselves and say, listen, this is a development Dunry. It's going to be good for tourism. So we should be looking at it, and it should be streamlined, and the planning application should be allowed to sail on through, because it's actually going through Donegal County Council. The planners in Donegal County Council are looking at it. The environment section are looking at it. Why do we have to take these to the board? Bids me.